Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In our previous segment called Connecting the Corporate Players, we talked about deepening current relationships through business and personal rapport and connecting all the players in your company with all the players in your client's company. This is going to help you create a nonstop sales boom. What I'd like to do now is help you specifically understand how to multiply your contacts in the organization. And to do that, you first must begin with four questions. Number one, which departments are affected by my product or service besides the one I originally sold to? This question is important because if your product affects other teams or is implemented by other teams, you need to meet them and find out what successes or challenges you are causing the other groups. Perhaps a sales or retention opportunity will be found in meeting those teams. Question two, what departments do my buyers work most closely with? This question is important because if your buyer works closely with other departments or divisions, these could be incremental sales opportunities for you. For example, marketing and customer service departments often roll out client management software after a sales department has done so. Why? Because they work so closely together, they see the benefits of sharing a single source of data. Question three, who does my buyer report to? And who is his or her direct report? This question is important because you need to have access to future power, backup power, and ultimate power for the best incremental sales opportunities. What happens if your buyer leaves? What is your backup plan? And finally, question four, who's using the product? This question is important because getting to know the users of your product or service will allow you to build relationships with future buyers, as well as to receive testimonials and case studies to use internally. Once you have the answers to these four questions, you can start to build a relationship matrix or a simple organizational chart that will help you identify who you need to meet and then develop strategies on how to meet each of them. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.